Nearly 4,000 people in Reno are living in motels, according to the Reno Alliance for the Homeless. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano sat down with Nico Columban, an instructor at the Reynolds School of Journalism and the lead organizer of Our Town Reno, a street reporting organization which focuses on exposing the revolving issues of homelessness in Reno, Nevada, to talk about what homelessness looks like in this community.
So part of what Our Town Reno does is document homeless stories. Why is this important to do so?
At Our Town Reno, we believe every story is valuable. Every single voice deserves to be heard. To look at different populations that don't necessarily get their voices or stories out there in the mainstream media, and to really focus on giving their perspectives as Reno is changing, as Reno is rebranding, that it's important to also give the voice to the people that are being the most impacted.
And within these last couple of years, are you seeing the numbers increase in Reno?
Well, it's always hard to get different numbers, but there are some recent numbers, for example, that say that 4,000 people are living in motels currently in Reno. The homeless numbers are always hard to figure out. There's data from the Washoe County school system about how many of their students are not housed properly, and their numbers are usually in the 3,000 range. These are the students themselves. Another interesting stat that has come up recently is that Nevada ranks last in access to affordable housing for the poorest segment of society. So we have very alarming numbers here in Reno, in Nevada.
With the affordable housing crisis, can you identify the impacts on homelessness and the city as a whole?
Well, it's all linked together. So there's a fight on blight, and they're demolishing a lot of motels. And motels have often become a last resort housing for people who can't afford the cheaper apartments. They have bad credit, or, you know, they can't afford first month, last month deposits, or they have a pet they want to live with, you know, different scenarios. But so some people live in motels, which are being torn down, and sometimes they have no solution other than becoming homeless. Affordable housing, you know, some people are living in an apartment and then they remodel the apartment, or the prices go up and they're on fixed income. We have a lot of senior citizens who are on fixed income from the government. We have a lot of disabled neighbors who are on fixed disability income. And once they can't afford anymore, sometimes they'll live with a roommate. Sometimes they're lucky enough to find some Section 8 housing. But sometimes these dominoes start falling, the prices rise, and they can't afford anything anymore.
What are some of the misconceptions revolving around homelessness?
Well, a lot of people think about the homeless problem, that it's their problem, that it's the city's problem. But fundamentally, it's the problem of the person who is not well housed. Also, it can happen to everyone. And a lot of the people we interview, it's often, a health situation which goes wrong. They can't pay the bills anymore and they fall into homelessness. Or a lot of the homeless are victims of severe trauma in their life. There's a lot of women who escape very abusive relationships and who end up on the streets. And then it's very difficult once you are on the streets, once you start losing your ID, your papers, once you don't have any possessions really anymore, to really dig yourself out of that hole. And some of the other misconceptions, for example, is, you know, the use of shelters. And some people just don't do well in the shelter environment. But there are just some people who just don't cope very well when they're surrounded by so many people in a very structured environment. So there are some people who prefer to live along the river.
What are the dangers that surround houseless or homeless people in Reno?
But basically, when you lack proper housing, you're in just a much more precarious state. We're approaching winter. Your body is much more frail when you're out in the elements all the time. You have no privacy. You're also much more prone to attacks from others, to abuse from others. So it's just everything is just more difficult when you don't have housing. Our whole society is built on this concept of, you know, being housed. So you're different than other people. So it becomes very difficult. Don't be afraid when you see a homeless person to talk to them for a few minutes, to give them a smile, to give them a hug. Don't be afraid when you walk by the motel to rather walk on the other side of the sidewalk, go into the motel for a second and say hello to one of your neighbors. You know, these are part, the people who live in motels, the people who are homeless are part of our community. They are not a different community.
Thank you so much, Nico.
Thank you.
That was Nico Columbant with Our Town Reno, speaking with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano. Our Town Reno's next event will be this Thursday, November 1st, at the Desert Rose Inn, a live discussion on resident motel life at 5 p.m.